Caring for a person with memory loss or dementia can be challenging. The following 10 steps can help caregivers provide the best possible care for those with the disease, while maintaining their own health and well-being. Step 1, get a diagnosis as early as possible based on a thorough memory assessment or cognitive evaluation. When a family member or friend is showing signs of memory loss or other cognitive difficulties, it's time to talk to his or her primary doctor about these concerns. The primary doctor may evaluate the person, or you may want to make an appointment with a geriatric specialist or at a memory assessment clinic. A good evaluation includes thorough physical, cognitive, and laboratory testing, as well as obtaining a detailed description of the cognitive changes that the patient and/or family have observed. An early diagnosis is important because there are many things that can cause memory loss and other cognitive changes, and the person's condition may be treatable or reversible. If a disease such as Alzheimer's is diagnosed, treatments are available that can delay the progression of symptoms and are most effective if started early in the disease process. Families learn more about what to expect and what the course of the illness may be, and are better able to plan for the future together. The person with a disease can take a more active role in legal and financial planning decisions, learn tips and coping strategies, and choose how to prioritize the time remaining before symptoms worsen. Available from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance community resource guides with listings of memory assessment clinics. Understanding Alzheimer's disease brochure. Information about other dementias such as vascular dementia, dementia with Lewy bodies, and frontotemporal dementia. Treating Alzheimer's disease, a guide to medications brochure. Other information on getting a diagnosis and working with the doctor. 2. Step 2, educate yourself and others. Education is important because Alzheimer's and other dementia-causing diseases bring new and unfamiliar challenges and issues for families. Learning about the disease and how to manage it may let you know what to expect throughout the course of the illness, help to alleviate the stress of the unknown, help you make informed decisions and be prepared for the future, help you learn effective caregiving skills and techniques in order to provide a better quality of life for your loved one at all stages of the disease. Ways to educate yourself and your family. Have family members present at time of diagnosis and at follow-up meetings, so that everyone hears the same information and is able to ask questions. Attend Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance educational programs and support groups. Visit the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance website for up-to-date information. Read books, informational brochures, and handouts. Become familiar with local resources available from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance. Crossing Bridges, support and information series for persons with early memory impairment and their families. Family education programs on a variety of topics. Lending library, books, videos, and DVDs available for loan. Information packets, brochures and handouts on a variety of topics. Community resource guides, information about services in your area. Helpline, call us 24/7, 1-800-272-3900, TDD, 1-866-403-3073. Telephone support is available. Individual and family consultation, specialists are available to talk with you on the phone or in person to provide support and help in planning and problem solving. Step 3, get support from others. Trying to do it all yourself could exhaust you and affect your health. The support of family and friends can be an enormous help. Be open to asking for help from friends, family, neighbors, faith community, etc. Use the community services available to you. Join a caregiver support group. Talk with friends and family. Available from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance. Helpline, call 24/7. 1-800-272-3900. TDD 1-866-403-3073 Telephone Support. Caregiver Support Groups. Individual and family consultation specialists are available to talk with you on the phone or in person to provide support and help in planning and problem solving. Step 4, make future plans with family. It is important to plan early because in the early stages, the person with Alzheimer's or other dementia can still be actively involved in making decisions for the future. A plan will be in place as needs change or in case of a crisis situation. The family will know the person's wishes, which may lessen confusion or disagreements when plans need to be implemented. Family members can each be clear on how they can help and what their limits are. How to begin planning. Hold a family meeting involving as many family members and loved ones as possible. Get input from everyone, including the person with Alzheimer's or other dementia, if they are still capable of participating. Identify potential future needs and how these will be met and by whom. Set up clear lines of communication. Be realistic and empathetic with each other. Available from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance. Individual and family consultation specialists are available to talk with you on the phone or in person to help identify issues or to get ideas on how to plan a family meeting. Handouts available on how to hold a family meeting. Handouts and brochures available on issues to consider when planning. Step 5, begin legal and financial planning. Legal and financial planning should begin as soon as possible and includes putting in place documents that authorize another person to make health care and financial decisions, as well as developing financial plans for long-term care coverage. How to begin planning. Complete a health care power of attorney for yourself and for the person with Alzheimer's or other dementia. This form appoints a family member or friend to be the health care agent and to make health-related decisions when the person is no longer capable. There are standard forms available through the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services and some social service and health providers. Complete a power of attorney for finances and property. This appoints an agent to handle financial matters for the person. Although standard forms are available, it is usually recommended that an attorney help prepare the PO for finances and property. Consult an attorney with experience in elder law to determine if there are other things you need to consider for your particular circumstances. Available from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance. List of elder law attorneys in the area. Getting your affairs in order and legal and financial planning for people with Alzheimer's disease brochures. General information on legal and financial options available. Legal and financial planning seminar held several times each year with area attorneys. Step 6, make adjustments to support the person with dementia. Make adaptations to accommodate changing needs and to provide a safe and supportive environment. Provide routine and structure to the day to lessen confusion and promote success. Adjust ways of communicating. People with dementia may find it increasingly difficult to express themselves in words and have trouble understanding what has been said, but the need for communication continues to be important even as the disease progresses. Try new approaches to listening and speaking. Connect the person to his, her environment through enjoyable involvement and activities that structure time and make the best of retained and existing abilities. You can continue to enjoy time together and share special moments. Available from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance. Caring for a Person with Alzheimer's Disease Guide. Home Safety for People with Alzheimer's Disease Booklet. Additional handouts and informational material on these and related topics. Helpline 1-888-308-6251. Telephone Support. Individual and family consultation specialists are available to talk with you on the phone or in person to provide support and help in planning and